I don't know what your police captain told you about me, but I'm a different breed of
podcast.
I'm from the streets, and I'm the last
podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the last podcast. Last time we had with us Ryan McGee, and this time we have with us
Nick Palermo.
Nick Palermo.
Yay.
Nick, what was your last show?
It was on Thursday. It was the other day. It was good.
Do you remember what show it was?
Comics You Should Know at Rudyard's.
That's legit.
Yeah, so.
I'm kind of envious a little bit. It's like, if I had continued with stand-up, like, because I started in, like, 2012.
Yeah.
Like, I went on stage and I did my first open mics. And it's like, that's when, like, Bob Morrissey and, like, a whole group of people, like, started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just didn't keep up with it. I moved towards improv. And so it's just like two different scenes.
Yeah, for sure.
But man, I could be on that list. Had I kept up with it. But, you know, there's still time.
Absolutely.
How was your last heckler? Do you remember the last time you were heckled?
Yes, and really only because I just did a show that they encouraged hecklers.
Oh, gosh.
Which...
I bet that's fun, though.
Yeah, it could be fine. First off, a lot of people didn't know that was the thing of the show. And
audience or...
Yeah, the
comments.
Audience.
Okay.
The audience didn't know. So, and really, it's a certain sort of person that heckles. Most people don't want to heckle. Most people don't want, like, to say a thing and then have a group full of people judge them on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so, unique crowd who heckles.
Yeah, and it's like a person that wants to be... included, you know, and like I want to get on stage, but I don't want to get on stage, you know.
Yeah.
Like that's the sort of but they weren't really heckling very much, and I like stopped, and the host was like, if you hear someone say something low, bring it up, like try to don't just barrel through. So I'm like, okay, does anybody have anything to say? And then this chick goes, I liked it. I thought it was so adorable.
The sweetest wholesome heckle.
I know. It was so adorable. But yeah, they're normally not like that. But yeah. Most people don't heckle, honestly. Like, there's not tons of hecklers.
Yeah.
And when there are hecklers, lots of times they just want to be part of the show, you know? And they're not... A lot of times they're not even doing, like, negatively heckling. They're just, like, tagging up a joke.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got this, buddy.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to add on to your humor,
yeah,
you know?
They're like, we're having fun here, you know? It's like,
it's like, we could do this later some other time, you know? Like, I'm doing a show right now.
Yeah, so hecklers are generally pretty easy to deal with. And they're generally pretty drunk, you know? So it's like,
I don't mind those types of hecklers
that,
like, will add on. I do mind the types of hecklers that are, like, just racist or sexist.
They're
just out there to ruin everyone's day.
I know. No, out there to, like, make a point. Like, I'm standing up for my beliefs.
Yes.
They're shitty, but I'm going to stand up for them.
And it's like, oh, gosh, do you have to do this while I have 5 minutes? You know, like...
They're like, no, I never have to.
You can sign up, you know? Like, anyone can sign up.
That's the thing. But most people don't want... They're like, yeah, I don't want... It's scary, you know? It's like, I had to make myself do it, because it's scary. You're just on a stage, and everyone's just looking at you.
Yeah.
You're like, say something funny. You know, it's scary.
It takes a lot of getting used to.
Yeah, you have to practice, being shitty. You know,
like,
you have to practice bombing and just having people stare at you and not laugh and be like, you're an asshole. I'm like, God damn it.
I really thought y'all were going to like that. You didn't like any of it. It's like, everyone else I've ever met in my life has laughed at this thing. And just this one room is just like, no.
Like,
wow. This is life-changing. Like.
Yeah, it's disconcerting. But if you go into it knowing that, like, now
that,
is
yes.
the positive, because I've been wanting to do comedy forever, so I went into it knowing, it's like, I'm going to bomb for like a year. I'm going to get no laughs, you know? So,
and then you start to enjoy it.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, the second time I was on stage, there was literally no one in the crowd. It was the bartender cleaning up. And I was like, cool, I'm just going to practice talking into a microphone. Like, I felt like I'm like a professional.
Was that at PJ's?
No. I was the last person at Rudd's.
Oh, man.
I was
the last 2
person. And yeah, it was real. And that was back then when it used to go later. So it was like, yeah, it was real late. Everybody had left. And I didn't blame them. Oh, yeah. Very pre-secret group.
What was the last video game you played?
The new Tony Hawk, the remastered. Oh, the
remastered. It's like a double remastered.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. I beat that shit through with multiple play. I created like three different characters. our Xbox fucked up, or I'd be playing the fuck out of it. I probably would have been playing that earlier.
Oh man.
I fucking love. But yeah. But now we actually started to learn to skateboard.
Oh, so, legit. Like
actual skateboard. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. You get a teacher or something, or you just out there doing it?
No, just like, because my brother used to skate when he was a kid, and he was really good, and he recently started skating again. And like, I used to skate when I was a kid, and I sucked, and I quit, and I started doing other shit. We went with him to the skate park one time. He's like, y'all want to come to the skate park? I was like, sure. And he had an extra board, so I was just riding around, and I'm like, this is so fun. It was just riding around was fun. I'm like, this is just fun.
That's why I like longboarding.
Yeah, and Ashley has a longboard, and she was just riding her longboard. Now she's learning a skateboard, too. But it's just fun, and my brother now, we got like a private skate park. He's got this, like, a storage unit, a big-ass storage unit, and he's got a mini ramp in it.
That's
now.
Legit.
So we just got a mini ramp, or he just got a mini ramp, and so we're like, yeah, learn it.
The biggest problems I hear about skate parks is just like the people. There's like so many people there, so it's exactly. Like you need to have your own, like if you actually want to like practice, yeah. You have to have your own like secluded little area.
Yeah, and it's just like I don't know how to do anything, so it's like it's intimidating at a skate park, you know. And also it's like, fuck this, I'm 35, I'll wear my helmet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking around. Yeah, I'm not going to die because I want a hobby.
Or being like a wheelchair the rest of your life or yeah, something, you know, or coma.
Yeah, so it's like, and yeah, I'm going to get pads and shit. Like, fuck that. But like, it still feels stupid. So it's nice to do it like just around my brother and shit. When's the last time you, did you have a skateboard?
I longboarded. So like,
when's the last time you longboarded?
It was years ago. Like I would probably say like 5 years at least.
You want to go longboarding?
You
got a longboard.
At the moment, no, but I do eventually.
All right.
I'm dealing with some health stuff and it's making me very, but I finally got a APAP machine for sleep apnea. And I've had unchecked severe sleep apnea for a while.
Jesus.
And so, yeah, it's been affecting me. I've been like very weak, you know, and, I've had chronic pain for so long, yeah. Like most of my life, and last night I finally tried the machine, and like I woke up today just like actually feeling like, even though I lost sleep because I couldn't sleep with the mask on for a bit, just the little sleep that I got in that time, I actually feel like refreshed. Wow. You know, like that's I actually got some sleep, yeah. You know, because like that's what the problem has been, I guess, for so long, is that I just haven't been getting sleep. But. Years for longboarding, even longer for skateboarding, because like I tried it as a kid and I just would fall off a skateboard every time. But it sucks that I haven't longboarded in so long, because I don't know if you've ever heard of shark wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when those were those weren't even out yet, I kickstarted them, and so like
really?
I was on the initial Kickstarter. And I got a pair of wheels, right?
For real?
Yeah. Wow. And so it took so long for the wheels to actually come.
You stopped longboarding?
The whole group that I was with no longer longboarded.
And like nobody longboarded anymore?
Literally, it was like right when I got the wheels and I put them on, it was like we had skated maybe a few weeks before that, you know?
Yeah.
And then we just never did again. It was everyone was just like, no, I'm kind of burnt out. And it's just like,
I just got the cool wheels.
Yeah, and so they're just on my board, and I skated around the block with them once.
Oh,
and so
wow.
They're barely used.
They cool? Were they cool?
Yeah, they're pretty legit. And then not just that, but like after that, they were doing another Kickstarter for something like other stuff, and they were making like the larger wheels, you know, for like longboards and skateboards. And I funded that. And that actually took... I just got them this year. because they ended up not making the type of wheels that they promised they were going to make.
Oh.
And so I just kept in touch with them, emailing back and forth. I was like, no rush. Like, literally, like, I'll just wait until they're out because I'm not really bored right now, you know? Yeah. And so they finally came out with an even bigger size wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I emailed the head guy, Zach Schneider or whatever his name is. And I was like, hey, I bought these wheels. You know, you have all my correspondence. I was like, can I just switch these wheels out for this wheel?
Yeah.
And they sent it to me, like,
nice.
In the week.
Yeah. That's cool.
And so I have those.
Yeah, those are some cool-looking wheels. I do. I'm interested to try them.
They're good for like off-road stuff. Like if you're going through the dirt or the grass or stuff, you know, just the way they're designed. But really, like if you go into the science of them, I'm not an engineer. I'm not like I haven't tested them.
I mean, it's probably just like it's not that much different. It just looks cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I am excited to see what they do in the future with it, because it does seem like it could be used for some cool things like wheelchairs and stuff, you know, like so you could take them like
off-roading,
you know, because like, the wheels, you know, they move in a cosine pattern, and so it's like you can take them, it's different, you know, because they cover more ground, so they can go on different types of surfaces.
Always thinking creatively. Bigger picture stuff, you know. I was like, fucking skateboard wheels,
cool. But let's help everyone.
No, that's awesome.
But capitalism. Capitalism. When was the last time you felt reduced by capitalism or oppressed?
You know, it's funny. I was talking about people. I was talking to like certain sort of people with a buddy of mine. And he goes, if anybody asked me, like, within the first minute, so what do you do? He's like, I'm automatically like, oh, okay, I don't want to. He's like, you're just like, how can I use you?
Yeah, man.
And it's like, that's a great point. I never thought of it like that. And I, like, you know, mostly grew up in Katy. Like, that's the sort of shit I was around, you know? And it's like, that was just a typical thing you ask somebody. And it's like, wow, that is fucked. Like, I hate, like, these are way better conversations than this conversation that starts with, so what do you do? Yeah. Oh, I'm in sales. And then you talk about fucking some bullshit you sell. Who gives a shit? You know? But it's like, well, you're like, what do you think about the sound? You know, shit like that. It's a way better, like, it's a better
conversation. It's an icebreaker, yeah. And it, like, actually gets people thinking instead of, like,
because so that made me feel oppressed. No, not really. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, wow, every conversation was reduced to business.
Yeah.
And it definitely, when I thought about it. And I'm like, that's shitty.
It definitely depends on who it's coming from. Because, like, let's say it's like, you would always feel that from someone who's like a business person, doing well. And it's like, well, what do you do? And it's like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And it's like, I'm a successful business, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of feel that as an artist, you know? But then, like, you ask other artists are like, oh, what do you do? And then you start talking.
But that's also not generally the first thing. And it's not, and if it is, it's about, or it's not like, so, you know, how do you make money? Yeah. You know, like, what do you do that you don't like for the majority of your time to feed yourself?
How do you sell yourself?
Talk about that. Yeah. Like, why would I want to talk about that? You know, it's like, most people don't like the shit they do. If I'm doing it for a job, I don't want to talk about it.
And that's what kind of made me expand in the areas of, like, stuff like this, these podcasts, and, like, really getting into it. Because it's just, like, you see that all the time. Mm-hmm. And people just stuck in these things. And it's like, if I don't enjoy it, then, like, how can I influence it, you know, to change it for others? When was the last time you just felt, you know, Beth Alder?
Mm-hmm.
She asked this question. I really enjoyed this question. When was the last time you felt proud of yourself?
I won this You Look Like Roast Battle last Sunday. So it was like a tournament. So I beat, so that was good. I wrote a bunch for it. The person I was supposed to battle ended up dropping out, so I went against somebody else in the first round.
Oh, then luckily you beat...
Well, yeah, they to be fair, they pushed me to the second round because of that, but I would have still... Like, the jokes I wrote were... And they had me come tell that, like, I did the joke, so they're like, no one's giving him shit. Like, these are good jokes. And, like, so I had 2 hours, and I wrote good jokes for him. So, but then, I beat Antonio to win, and he's a really good comic and a really good comedian, so I was proud. He did great. He had funny shit. So I was, and they gave you a belt, like a wrestling belt.
That's legit. Yeah, I saw that photo.
Yeah, they don't let you keep it though. They wouldn't even let me leave the room. I was gonna go downstairs and smoke a cigarette on the patio with it. Like, no. I can't even have it here. They're like, no, can't leave the room.
Sorry, man. You only get photos.
God damn it,
man. I would be going to, like, I wish I lived, like, right here. Like, you live in such a prime location. You can just go to the shows.
Yeah.
Like, I live in Sri Lanka, so it's hard for me.
I know. I love it. When's the last time you went to a concert, like a live music, any sort of live music?
The last live music show I saw was the March before, like when things were starting to shut down, when things were getting bad, 2020, Dan Deacon. So Dan Deacon, and it was a fantastic show. It was incredible.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, wow, really? Mm-hmm. Man, Dan Deacon is magical.
What sort of music?
All I can describe it as magical music, kind of, in a way. Right. It's very...
well, I will take your word for it, and I will check it out.
I'll send you some clips. You probably, if you watch Adult Swim,
yeah,
you've probably heard some of his work.
Oh, okay.
There's like...
I used to watch a lot of Adult Swim.
He did a few, like, one of his albums is called America, and the last four tracks are like this, like, kind of, they all go together, you know? And it's like part one, part two, part three, part four of America. And Adult Swim, like, did one of those, like, kind of a music video kind of thing where they do, like, all the animation and all the visuals, and it's crazy. Yeah. It's insane. It's like this 30-minute just trip, you know?
Nice.
Like, definitely, like, watch that on YouTube, like, someday when you're just, like, you know, feeling good or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man. Because I love animation, and I love just, like, editing and everything.
When I love shit like that, what you're describing sounds great.
Definitely. They're a great pair, and I'd like to see them do more. I have tickets for him to see him either this month or next month. He's coming. They're only like $15, White Oak, if anyone wants to go. But at the same time, things are getting bad again with COVID, so I don't know if it's going to be even open or shut down.
Yeah.
Because also, Snarky Puppy is coming to Warehouse Live next month, and like I'm super excited about that. Like, that's a talented group of musicians right there. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What about you? What was the last concert you saw?
It would have been. Well, I actually just went. I just saw some bands last night. It was like they did a comedy punk show. So it was like comedy first, then punk. And I wasn't on this one. I just went to because the first one I missed the punk. I couldn't stay for the punk bands, which I really wanted to fucking stay for. Because this place, it's House of J. Have you ever heard of it?
I saw the flyers for it.
It's fucking pure punk. It's fantastic. Like, it's so awesome. And like all the people are super cool and the bands are super cool. And it's dope. So I really wanted to make it's actually by Secret Group.
Oh, legit.
Yeah, it's over there.
Speaking
of just a house in a neighborhood.
Oh, those are the best punk places.
Yeah, dude. It's I'm telling you, like, it's just like, this is just punk rock, everything about this place.
It's just like I always forget the name now, but that spot, that punk spot that used to be by Last Concert Cafe, that was like in, it was very like secluded. I can't remember what it's called, but that's the new one of this, because I don't think that one's there anymore.
Yeah, most of the old punk places are gone.
Well, speaking of Secret Group, that place right next to it now, is that the Cidercade?
No, that's not Cidercade. That's a different, it's the same sort of shit, but it's a barcade. It's a full bar and arcades. The shit that sucks about that is you have to pay per game. Like, Cidercade...
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I know. What the fuck?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I know. So, like, Cidercade, it's like you pay to get in, and you can play everything. Although, the games, there's, like, a couple of good games, and then there's games that no one knew existed.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? What? There's a Three Stooges game? There's a Three Stooges arcade game? Who knew?
Four Stooges arcade game.
Who the fuck knew or cared or wanted this, you know? So
that one guy.
Yeah,
you know,
but they
that's
do have Time Crisis, so...
Those are classics. I love, like, when you can go to a spot where it's not paper game, you know? And you can literally just sit there and try to beat the game.
I know,
like,
it's
that
dope.
That makes it worth it.
And... Cidercade would be better if they didn't have just fucking cider. All they have is cider.
I thought of that too.
They don't have, like, get fucking liquor and shit. Sell other stuff.
It's like they went with this whole shtick just because of the name.
I know. It's like, it's fine. You could focus on the cider, but also have, you know, for
other
people
things
that don't like fucking cider.
Yeah.
Although they have wine, so I just drank white wine.
Wine is kind of like a cider, though.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want this either, but whatever, it's fine.
But also that...
But I do want to drink and play cheap games, so...
Yeah.
I will...
I feel you. That place next to Secret Group, whatever it's called...
it's just a number. It's like 72 or something.
It's also kind of genius, because East Downtown, that area is blowing up right now.
Yeah.
And so it's just like... now that I'm driving through it after comedy sports shows at the night, it's like, you see... It's popping. It's like people are driving around with the scooters.
I was about to say,
like,
it's just littered with people on scooters. I don't understand where they're coming from. Where do you get these scooters?
Dude,
and how are they not getting hit by cars every fucking night? they're driving scooters around an area where only people are drunk driving.
Yeah.
And I saw last night, it was like a family with a little ass kid like leading the pack, and it was like 1 a.m. I'm like, get off the streets. You're gonna get hit by a drunk driver. Yeah. It's crazy. It hasn't happened.
Cause it really is insane. Like and I didn't know they were just like planning all these structures during COVID, you know, cause like everything was closed and then suddenly everything's reopening and there's all these like new bars and everything suddenly. But man, yeah, that is kind of genius to do the paper play because they're probably going to make bank.
I know, but it sucks. Well, I don't think it is. I think it would have been smarter to, and they can charge more for like a membership or whatever or something.
Ito is like high class now.
Yeah, you're right. But it's fucking expensive as shit. That's so expensive to go. Already, I bet the drinks aren't cheap. And then so you got to buy drinks and then play, $1 per game? Yeah. Which, how long are you going to be there? You're going to spend hundreds of dollars. Yeah.
That's what they want.
I know. Fucking assholes. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Why does every... It's like you could make great money and just have it to where we could play, like, charge $50 to get in.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone could be happy, but no. Capitalism.
No, we got to get more. Get some more. Run more people away.
But no, Secret Group got in at... Well, I would say a perfect time.
Yeah.
Like, they've got such a good location, such a good building.
Yeah. Go check out the Secret Group.
Yeah, if y'all are listening, definitely plug in that. So I'm excited to see the future of Secret Group. And did Secret Group Austin ever happen?
It wasn't like a venue. They're just running. They were running
shows. Okay, so kind of like how it was before.
Yeah.
The venue. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. When's the last time you had Pringles?
Dude, it has been probably a while.
Would you like some sour cream and onion Pringles?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll eat them and experience them for the podcast. So this is now a Pringles review podcast brought to you by Nick Palermo and Review Bra. Today we have sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and onion.
This is what the can sounds like.
Yeah, that's why I did it, Nick. He put the can up to the microphone.
This is what a chip sounds like. And this is what it sounds like when you eat it. So sour cream and onion Pringles have always been the best Pringles.
Fucking fantastic.
That's what I grew up with.
Just so good.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's why these are like almost done. This was like 2 sittings. This is 1-2 sittings. Once you pop, you really can't stop.
Because
of chemicals, they make them addictive.
Probably the last time I had a Pringle was when my hand could fit in a Pringle can. So it has been a while.
Well, I'm glad I could bring this to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Sharing makes the world go around, y'all, if you're listening.
Have a Pringle.
Have a Pringle.
And share a Pringle.
Also, y'all can't see this at home, but now I'm a Pringle duck.
If you can hold it for a second, I can take a picture.
Oh, no. I can't handle that pressure.
Oh.
I appreciate it, though.
I'm still going to take a picture.
We're taking a selfie. What was the last podcast you were on?
It's been a while, and the last couple things I've been on aren't out yet, so I don't really remember.
Oh, man.
Have you been on Bob? Brothers?
Whiskey
oh,
Brothers?
No, Bob's.
You've been on Bob's podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Legit.
That was the last podcast I did. Yeah, that was recent.
I think it's a lot of fun. I like Bob's podcast.
I love Bob. That was still when I stopped drinking for like a month and a half, which doesn't sound like a lot, but for me, that's an enormous amount. And I used to never really do a lot of things sober, you know? So I would be drunk, or at least tipsy, for every podcast I've ever done, you know? And so it's like, I always forget what the fuck we talked about. I'm like, maybe this was terrible. I might have been terrible. I don't really remember. So this is like, and like, I feel like I did shitty on, but I don't remember. Honestly, and I didn't listen to it because I was like, "Ah, shit!" I feel like I fucked it up.
You just move on forever.
But now it's way better because it's like I'm not doing that anymore. You know, so it's like this is just a great conversation, and I'm gonna you know, completely remember.
Because that is a problem. Like, I would say that, like, most people are alcoholics.
Yeah.
Just in general. And I think that, like, even so many people just rely on alcohol to have fun because it's there. Yeah. It is there. It's cheap. It's easy. You can go get it anywhere. It's available. It's legal, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also just a social thing. It's like,
exactly.
Where else are you going to do? But, you know, it's like, it's nighttime. You're like, hey, let's go hang out. Let's go do something.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Yeah, exactly.
The only place to go is a bar, you know, like some other thing that's going to cost money.
Yeah.
And I've talked with, like, people about this and tried to put it out, you know, the manifest idea of, like, in nature. But, like, if I had the money, if I had the funding in Houston, like, if, you know, like, if I could reach out to those people who, like, who fund the Manil, you know, I would build a community center. Where, like, literally people could just go do, and they could just go and do this kind of stuff every day. And, like, they could meet and they can draw, they can get together.
Yeah.
You know, like, there would be a theater, there'd be practice rooms, there'd be art rooms, you know.
That'd
like
be dope.
All these things.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it would be, like, what we were talking about with the Cider Kid kind of thing. Just, like, a $20 subscription or something very affordable.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's paid by the community. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
Because I want something that's also accessible to the homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or to anyone.
Yeah,
like, literally all over the world. Anyone can come to this location.
Yeah.
And just be with the other people.
Yeah, that's dope. That would be dope. You could get some, you could get a backer for that.
I think you could.
You could get a backer.
In reality, it would just take.
Now, like, especially now in this, like, where we are as a society and shit, you could find a backer for that. It would take time, but yeah.
That's where I'm at now. It's like, I'm just manifesting the idea out there and seeing, because by doing so.
If you got the money to back it.
If you're listening, you hit me up and we'll be
or if you know together. Somebody, y'all know somebody. Y'all know somebody that knows somebody or something.
That right there. And
for real. Y'all do.
That is exactly how the world runs. It's like all these connections. And so it like literally takes a couple people to just word of mouth be like, hey, there's this cool thing or this thing that like we can do. And it's like.
And then somebody with money is like, all right.
Literally everything is achievable.
Yeah.
Even the things that we think are impossible are only impossible until they are possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Or until we achieve a way of believing it, you know.
You can do basically anything if you just put your mind to it and just do it, you know?
Kinda, yeah. And then even, like, let's say, we're getting into, like, the next podcast subjects now. Right. But, yeah, we'll say those. When was the last time you got, like, super deep like that, you know, like, with other people? Like, how often does that happen?
Fairly regularly, honestly. I like having conversations like that. And, the thing I just said about the, so what do you do? That conversation was, like, very recent, you know? So, fairly regularly. I like to, I just had a conversation with this couple. They're poly. They're big fans of, like, comedy and shit. And I was just talking to them about their life and their lifestyles, how they feel about this and that, you know? It was, like, interesting. You're kind of like, how do y'all do this? And what do you think about that? And,
Yeah. Like, could you imagine if you had to be poly to be a comedian and, like, all the comedians were just, like, this whole connected family kind of cult?
Ugh. It's kind of very similar. I was going to say, it's pretty similar to what you just described. That's pretty much any community. Any scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any scene.
It's like
a music scene. If there's a scene...
Improv is kind of a cult, I would even say.
Like, yes, improv is very much a cult.
It is a belief of just, like, listening and expanding who you are and
y'all are
what
so
you say,
positive.
You know? Because, like, you kind of have to. It's all about the idea of yes and, you know? Like, you could be negative, but in some negativity, you put a denial. And then that, like, halts the scene, you know? And then not just, like, when you bring that into life, the scene is essentially what we exist within, like what, like right now. Like,
is this why improv people are always so positive?
Kind of, you know, it's the because improv is a philosophy, and so
what's
like,
the philosophy
of what we're talking about? The yes and or the denial, and so like let's say right now, this whole time, you know, we've been doing these podcasts, we've both been yes anding each other. We're continuing this yes and. You know, if at any point one of us just like. I'm done, you know, like, or derailed the thing, you know, just, like, started talking about something else, you know, that was irrelevant. That is a denial. You're not yes-anding. And so it's, like, it really, improv really teaches you how to communicate and to expand, how to really listen, because, like, you have to be adding on to each other effectively, you know.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do it.
Yeah, because improv people are very positive.
I have also discovered that, and it definitely, like, if you're looking for, like, family or something to do, improv can change your life. Like, I've literally seen improv change people's lives.
Yeah, and comedy does that, too, doing stand-up. It's just meaner.
Yeah.
We're just going to be pieces of shit. We just roast each other and are mean.
I'm not going to lie. That is kind of one of the reasons why it's, like, I personally couldn't do it, because it's just, like, I don't know. Being roasted, it's just, like, I guess I'm fragile, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm a little fragile.
I love it. Yeah, some people don't like it. And Grady Pruitt,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal fucking comedian.
Yes.
He just does it. He's like, I don't do roast stuff. He's like, I don't want to hear people say this shit about me. Yeah. He's like, and I don't want to, like, come up with it, you
and
know?
I also don't want to insult people. It's like, I could never do a roast show. Because it's like, even though, like, I respect comedy and I would want to, like, try to challenge myself comedically, I don't like putting down other people.
Yeah.
You know? Like, unless it's like, I only punch up, you know what I mean? Like, when you start to punch down, it's like, that's your brother. That's your brothers and sisters, man.
Yeah, I know. But it's all in fun.
Yeah, that right there.
So, it is all and in it's fun. Like, it's funny because, like, I immediately forget whatever the other... I'm always like, I wonder what they're going to say about me. And they say some shit, and it's very funny. And, it's like, oh, that was mean. But hilarious. And then I immediately forget it. Like, it doesn't, like, in any way bother me or anything. It's just like, oh, that was funny. Or it wasn't, you know? And I still, you know, and it's just like, oh, that was funny. And then I tend to forget all the shit that they said or all the bad things. It's like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you just move on.
Yeah, like, whatever. We're all jokes. We're all joking. I assume they forgot, too.
There was a discussion the other day through someone who was in John Miles from Can't Tell Us Nothing, which is a really big improv troupe here. And they've done stuff nationwide. And he brought up a question, like, he was like, what is off-limits in comedy?
Mm-hmm.
And someone in the comments, my favorite answer was kind of just like, the only thing off-limits is not being funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can... you could be tasteful and everything. Like, there's definitely that line, you know, like, you can say something, like, rude, crude, lewd, lascivious, mm-hmm. sexist, racist. But it's just like, if you do it in a true comedic fashion, and you're actually funny about it, then people are going to move on, you know, but they're not going to cancel you. But if you don't, like, if it's not funny...
Well,
that's the line. You know?
That's what, and I talk about this a lot with people, and people that don't do comedy. Like, I don't know a single comedian that is concerned about cancel culture or like thinks they can't say anything. I don't know a single comedian that is at all worried about any of that. Because you can say anything you want to, be as fucked up as you want. You just have to do it smarter.
Yeah, you just have
you
to
just
do
have
it
to write smarter.
A funny
so
way.
You just have to write smarter and not just be an asshole and do, like, some stupid fucking stereotype racist shit, you know? And like, it's like, the joke is, you know, it's like, the joke is racist. Like, the punchline is just racism, you know? That's not a joke. You know,
it's just racism.
It's just racism.
And then even though you might laugh at it or someone else might,
like,
laugh at it,
it's like, yeah, it was a different time. And they're like, oh, yeah, yep, it was a different time. And it was insensitive then.
you know? Yes.
We just didn't realize or give a shit, apparently, as a people.
Yeah.
So, but you can still say whatever the fuck you want, be as fucked up as you want, just you have to be smarter about it. And it just makes better comedy. You know, it just makes better comedians, better writers, better comedy. I don't want to hear that shit anyway. Who wants to hear it? If you want to hear it,
other racists.
Well, yeah. And it's like, and just go to the same bar you always go to and talk to the same four people you always talk to and just have your little thing that you do anyway.
Yeah, never expand.
And it's fine. What the fuck ever. But, like, no, I don't know a single comedian that's at all worried about any of that.
Is that a George Brito?
Yeah, it is a George Brito.
Wow. That's a good one.
I love it.
That's legit.
I love it.
Shout out to George Brito.
George
Brito. I'm going to actually...
Very funny comedian and also a great artist, and he sells his art on Facebook, and he might have a site. But yeah, check out George Brito and buy his art.
I'm putting him on the list right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brito's super interesting. Super cool. And great to talk to. And also learning skateboarding. Going back to skateboarding.
He looks like a skateboarder.
He used to skateboard. But he just landed a kickflip recently.
You guys and Warren Wright are going to start a skate community. Like, skate videos, dude.
Warren's been doing that. Yeah. Warren's
legit. Like,
Warren's
I follow
phenomenal fucking
What is it, Comedy and Skateboarding on Instagram?
Yeah, he's a great fucking skateboarder and a phenomenal comic. He's fucking hilarious and a super sweetheart and just a great guy.
When was the last time you went to Austin? Oh, actually, we are over time.
Oh.
What's the last thing you'd like to say?
There's one thing I want to say, but I don't know if I want to say it. I think everybody should try mushrooms at least once.
I agree. I completely agree.
I just, you know, I didn't know if you wanted me to.
No, yeah.
I think everybody should try mushrooms at least
once. Or psychedelic, but also be safe with it. Like,
yeah, so if you're as an adult, you know, and now I don't think just any psychedelic, I don't think acid. I think everybody should at least try mushrooms one time.
Yeah, because just the way it affects the human body and the brain.
And especially if you have depression or anxiety or any of those things, it's...
We'll definitely discuss this in the next podcast.
Absolutely.
I have more to say on that. Plugs. Where can they find you? How can they support you?
Follow me at Nick Hates People on Instagram, Facebook, all that. I have a website, nickhatespeople.com. I need to update it, but my dates are... Just follow me on Instagram. That's where I post all my dates and shit like that up to date. So, yeah. Follow me. Follow me. That's the main thing.
And again, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App at...
Nick Hates People also, and tell people. Share the Instagram if you like it.
Well, thanks for being on, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening.